brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This guy going crazy out in California does not help the gun grabber program, because he's been former military. He was also a cop. That's why they're trying to focus on his military service, because they want to demonize the military, because that's a group they don't control, not the police. I'm going to get more into this after your calls. That's why I'm going into overdrive, is to take your calls and cover this. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. We're going to get to Eric, and then I promise I'm going to go to Kathy next in the next segment. I want to hear her story, so stay with us, please, Kathy. Eric in New Mexico, you're on the air. Thank you, sir.
Hello, thank you for having me. First-time caller, long-time listener. Are you there?
Sure am, brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Didn't hear anything.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead. Okay. The reason I was calling is because I understand what's going on around the world and everything and all that. And then here in the United States, it's just basically everybody's pushing against us, the Constitution and everything, powers that be. Is it time for people to basically stop paying their taxes? I mean, that's...
Well, I have to say this. Everybody's got to choose their battles. So I won't give people I'm not going to tell individuals what I think they should do. Generally, try to eat organic. Try to grow your own garden. Try to get to know good people. Stop caring what the system thinks. Stop caring if you don't have $1 million in the bank. Stop feeling inadequate. Get right with God. Get right with your husband and wife. Get right with your children. Get right with your parents. Try to lay down old grudges with people that really don't deserve it. Try to come together and really focus on the globalists as the main threat and try to expose them every way you can. But yes, if I didn't have 49 crew members and 5 or 6 contractors, and I wasn't doing this battle, I would not be paying any of these taxes. The Federal Reserve tax and the income tax, 1913, total fraud, doesn't go to run the country, designed to put us into debt. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And I would be trying to do the paperless thing, or I'd do like the illegals do. I'd get fake IDs and fake names and just live off the grid. See, a lot of folks try to live off the grid, but then they do it completely off the grid. No, just, go change your name to Juan Gonzalez. I'm serious. Get Mexican plates, and that's the end of it. And because that's, I'm not even bashing the illegals. I mean, that's what they do. Why not? The globalists do that. The globalists give themselves diplomatic immunity. So I would do whatever you can not to help the system, not to give it anything. But more than that, when you see a cop strutting around down the street staring at people, pull over and go, "Hey, officer." And if he bows up to you, say, "Why are you acting so tough? Why are you stomping around like you're God? You look like a fool." And if he does something to you, give me your ID. You go, "Wait a minute, I made first contact. I came over here and talked to you. Why are you acting like..." I mean, if you saw a regular guy walking along, going, looking at people, you go, what a weirdo. But a cop does it. Oh, man, that's really good. And look, most police don't like guys like that either. The problem is they're trying to only have those type of guys on the force now. And again, I've seen the same look at white cops, black cops, it doesn't matter, that we see in the eyes and the M.O. Of this gentleman out in California. Can you imagine if Christopher Dorner was a Tea Party member? I mean, it would be the end of the world if this guy was a Tea Partier. See, it fits the script. If it was a Tea Partier black guy, ooh, that'd be even better for him. So then he can demonize, two groups at once. Well, wait, military, and then the fact he was black, they would demonize. But again, it doesn't fit the script to have the cop, because it's not they care about cops. They want that to be off record, can't question that, because that's the domestic force they're going to try to use to go after the public. But again, the biggest angle to all of this, Eric, is this. I'll cover it when I get back briefly, then go to Kathy. The absolute key, straight ahead. Let me tell you, a day of bass fishing and firing 50 cal and 308, I just absolutely feel like I had a five-month vacation.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's amazing that you've got 38 million people in California, and you've got the police running scared. They've now shot up a second vehicle. First, it was a blue Dodge truck. The suspect's truck was silver. Two women in it throwing papers out the back. If you don't know what a paper route is, boy, I thought five-year-olds know that. And I'm not supposed to criticize that. Well, see, the police are not above being criticized, because if they are, they will turn into tyrants. And the New York police and others, L.A. police, when they do stuff like this, they need to be criticized. And by the way, the police chief of L.A. is calling for us to have all our semi-autos taken, and they're introducing legislation to do it. So when cops come for your guns, folks, you better start criticizing them. A lot of folks are like, look, I'll turn my guns in. If the cops say turn them in, I am. Worshipping the government is not what an American is supposed to do. I know that I'm not supposed to have an opinion as an American. That's called a conspiracy theory. Anything other than what the government says is a conspiracy theory. Now, if you don't like the TSA grabbing your genitals, they call you a conspiracy theorist. It's happened to me. It's happened to others. Would be like, you know, I don't like pineapple on my pizza. Why are you a conspiracy theorist? Well, no, I just don't want pineapple. Oh, my gosh, he thinks he doesn't like pineapple. Having a view is now a conspiracy theory, you understand. Now, they are just going crazy in fear. When statistically, I guarantee you cops are dying every couple days, because I know the Texas statistics. California, Texas is like 38 million. Almost 30 million. California is 38 million. We count the illegal aliens, 50 million. I mean, come on. I mean, right there, you're going to have cops dying all the time in car wrecks. Are they not on the road in fear? yes, you randomly may get shot by this guy. So they're not doing motorcycle, foot patrols. Because, what's next? Get out of your uniforms? That's next, folks. There are already not many areas are taking the decals off the vehicles. It's called secret police. It always follows this. And you've got this anti-terror guy who wants to be the soldier. The alleged shooter fits the perfect MO. And then, oh, he sees what he believes is racism, which I'm sure it's going on. It's tribalism. They've got departments that are mainly black, and other people get discriminated against. Departments that are mainly white, it happens. Humans, it's not racism. It's tribal pack mentality. It's cliques. You can have one white country club, and you can have another white country club, and they don't like each other. Okay? I mean, that's just what people do. They get in cliques. Families have cliques where two siblings gang up on the other one with the parents. I mean, we all know about this. It's like the Star Trek episode where one group has black on one side and white on the other, and the other leading group, the elite group, it's flipped. Genetics are the same except for that, but one group oppresses the other. They will use anything. In Africa, you'll have one tribe on the other side of the river and the other side. They follow the same religion. They still kill each other. Same thing here. Different Scottish tribes constantly killing each other. They all look the same, act the same, same culture. Doesn't matter. Constantly killing each other. Okay? And all the photos and video of the cops with their guns. Hey, cops, what if this guy was targeting general citizens? Can we walk around with guns? Oh, no, you're not properly trained. See, that's where this is all going. And I said I'd go to your phone calls. Here's the big enchilada. Perhaps we should have all 38 million Californians who aren't government officials. Because in California, the government officials, not servants, are exempt from the red light cameras, exempt from warrants for speeding. Oh, you didn't know that over a million bureaucrats are exempt. So everyone but state or federal employees should show up at the end of your street with your children, and the police will drop by at, you'll be told by cell phone. That's why they don't have government alerts on the cell phones, so you can get your orders to when to show up, and you show up politely, and you think I'm being funny. Nazi Germany did this. People would show up, be rounded up, put in a pit, and they'd shoot people, and then folks would politely, with their hat in hand, run down into the pit, buy other dead bodies, you've seen the film footage, to be killed. Now, a conspiracy theorist would resist, because they'd think, I'm about to be killed, I might as well try to, you know, go out for one of these guys, or I heard they're killing folks over in the next town, we have no hope but to fight back. But see, I'm a bad man. I'm a very bad man. You understand, I'm, you know, a lot of people that founded this country in my mind and in my mindset, but that's evil. I mean, you go to InfoWars.com, we have a graphic of Thomas Jefferson up there that says no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms, because only a free man has arms, by the way. That's kind of a trick question. We're going to send that out on Facebook right now. I'm also going to Twitter that. Tell the guys to tweet that out for me. Thank you. So this is what we're dealing with. Well, I guess Chrissy doing a great job is listening right now, so she can do that. Go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter if you want that. This is what frustrates me. They've got drones, secret arrests, torture bases. The government runs Al-Qaeda. The Brookings Institute has come out and said, yes, the government is running Al-Qaeda in Africa and other countries to take over. They're the pretext to take over. But that's not scary. I mean, the news said Hillary is the most popular person in America. They had a poll. And again, I could go to a Klan rally and poll their favorite person. They'd say Adolf Hitler. It's who they poll. I mean, this propaganda is so cartoon level. But see, I always thought it was cartoon level and that it was bad propaganda. No, it's good. By putting really bad, dumbed-down stuff out, people just get lost in it because they can't compute. It's like a slow loris attack. Isn't a denial of service, really. It goes in with certain functions that doesn't really overload the general processors at first, but the way I've had it described is that it starts a process of a request and then never lets the process follow out, just keeps asking for it, and then it shuts down your website. And that's kind of what it is. It's like, yeah, we got drones. We're going to kill you and secretly arrest you. But he has a peace prize, so it's okay. And, yeah, the government runs Al-Qaeda. And, yeah, we're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. But, yeah, but it's good for it. You may have a seizure and die, but just don't worry about it. The extremists don't like it. Lead is now good for you. And so is melamine. And it's just meant to be like, what? What? Oh, you know, we're not a tyranny, but you better not film the police and roll arrest you. And it's just meant to just overwhelm you where you just give up. Stop even caring what they're saying, other than to analyze it, to laugh at it, to spit on the ground. I mean, it's time to spit on the ground in front of government. Unless the government person says, I'm a servant, I apologize, you're right, I'm doing everything I can to fix this. It's time to say, I don't respect you, because you work for a system. You're under the system. You came riding out of Mordor. They're like, well, I'm not a bad person. Really, you're in the uniform of Mordor. All right, I'm ranting, and I said I'd go to your calls. Kathy, interesting vet suicide story. I'd say terrifying, saddening. What is the story there I see you have on the screen?
Alex, am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Alex, I've watched you and listened to you since day one on Austin Access, and I enjoyed your preaching on Wednesday, so keep it up.
It's hey, is this Kathy, one of the church ladies I've met before?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, how you doing?
But it's been a long time since I've seen you. I'm usually with my aunt.
Yes, how's she doing?
Yes, she's doing great. And she sends you her love and her prayers. And
you know why I like you, ladies? It's not that you're older. I mean, you're a lot younger, but I've known you for about, 16 years or so. So 17 years, so we've all gotten older. Is that you guys have that same glow in your eyes that my grandmother has. Good Christian ladies.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Well, I was just so excited when you were preaching the other day. I was just jumping up and down and had to let my aunt know. She's 91 and a half now today.
Wow.
So, anyway. But I wanted to share with you that I was at the grocery store a few days after Christmas, and I was visiting with a lady at the grocery store, and she told me her son had died around the 1st of December, and he had killed himself, and he was a veteran, and I was asking her, and I was sharing with her a few things that you had said, and she said that within their circle of family and friends, that within that circle, they had found out that two other guys had also committed suicide on the same day, and they didn't even know each other. And she said all three had set up the same ritual of this, like a white towel over their head, and had these room deodorizers in a circle around them. And that.
All right, well, you need to come to the office then on Monday. We need to do an investigation because I've known you, I don't know, like 16 years at least, since about 1996 or so, and know you and your aunt well. We've, I think, been out to dinner once or twice, but the point is that if, and you run in a really, you know, conservative, nice, a believable circle, and you're saying they're doing bizarre rituals. This sounds like mind control to me. Describe slowly what they're doing.
Well, I don't even know the lady. I mean, this was just a conversation that we struck up, and then, of course, I was interested, and so I started asking her questions and all. And so this is basically what she told me. She just said that that they had each one of them had this towel, and she was kind of, you know, like maybe a, I don't know what size, but anyway, it was, I think she said it was a white towel. She said two of them had put it over their head. The other one had, her son had laid it out in front of him. And she just made some, and she said, and what was so strange is all three of them were found with these room deodorizers in a circle in the room around them. And they had shot themselves in the mouth with their guns. And she said, you know, it's just, she said, we've just been wondering if the military wasn't teaching them how to kill themselves.
Well, you know, with the room deodorizers, I've studied mind control. It won't just be the catcher in the rye as a verbal trigger. They a lot of times do the programming. It only takes a few weeks now with the drugs and stuff they've got. They should be checking their brains for chips and things, too. That's old technology, but they don't like that because it can be found. And a lot of times they'll do have smells associated with the programming. And then they'll have simulators while they're on hallucinogenic drugs and other things where they simulate killing themselves. And then the electrodes they've got running to their brain, torturing them. They've got other systems that's turned off when they kill themselves. And but then they're not in the horrible pain until the trigger word is given, and they call them up on the telephone. People have seen this in movies, just because, folks, that's based on real stuff. And they give them generally a bunch of code words to make sure it's not something they accidentally hear. But like, you know, dolphin. Tower, Red Shield. I mean, I'm not giving actual programs out. I'm just randomly giving things out. that are similar to what they would do, and then the person goes into a trance and then goes and does it. And they've been giving the troops so many drugs, so many experiments. Troops I've talked to said, we don't remember anything for like weeks and time went by. Yeah, no, I mean, they want robots, but robots aren't as good as humans yet. So they're practicing with mind control. That's what the Marine Corps, the Army, the no sleep, the shaving the heads, that's old German mind control, 200 years old.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
They're born.
Tell them folks are born. Make the way to fly.
Ooh.
The red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
Oh, no.
They point their cannon at you.
Stop that.
Oh. senator's son. All right, I'm babbling and torturing people. Kathy, I'm going to give you my phone number. I think I've given it to you years ago, but I'd like you to get to that lady or come by the office sometime next week. We're all real busy. Obviously, you are too, I'm sure. But I'd like to talk to that lady because they're killing themselves at rates, last time I saw, seven times any previous record, 22 a day. And it's like they're being programmed with a disposal switch. And notice there's not checkpoints and freaking out and cops running around with machine guns. 22 vets are killing themselves a day. Oh, my gosh, end of the world. Three cops were killed in Southern California. End of the world, end of the world. No, they just want to keep it quiet and just salute the troops and thank them for what they've done. But be hollow and don't actually try to get them out of the evil wars. Don't try to find out why they're killing themselves. What do you think's behind all this? I mean, I know they're testing all sorts of drugs on them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've just always wondered about the mind control. And
oh, well, that is mind control. Taking Prozac will make you go crazy sometimes and kill people, but it's not going to make everybody do the same ritual like an army in or something.
Oh, well, I mean, I was wondering about the trigger effect, you know, kind of like something like you were talking about.
No, that's directly out of programming. So, see, they use some compulsive ritual they do in some of the classic programming. See, I need to talk to her. Were they in, like, special operations and things? They're killing a bunch of Navy SEALs are getting murdered every week or something. I mean, folks, there's definitely a bunch of stuff going on. You see, after you've gone and done all this stuff for them, they're going to kill you, especially if you were in really, really dark type stuff. Well, listen, Kathy, I'm going to give you my number, and I'll try to call you later today, or you can try to call me, or just give me your number, and God bless you. I'll put you back on hold. Anything else that she told you we should know?
No, she just said her husband was going to, you know, try to investigate it. And so, but if I see her again at the store, you know, I'll be sure to, you know, try to.
And she came off as credible to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Well, you know what? We need to have a time maybe on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 or something, to open the phones up for families to talk about veterans. I'm doing it Sunday, 1 hour on people to call in whose family members have committed suicide. They're going to hate this because they want you just to forget about the veterans and just salute them at the football game and then meanwhile just keep quiet about why they're all killing themselves. We're going to do that Sunday. Guys, make me Sunday spend an hour for people's reports of suicide to humanize these people. Let's go to Smedley in Montana. Smedley. Go ahead, sir.
Howdy, howdy, from FEMA Region 8, formerly known as Big Sky Country. Just a couple of quick comments, Alex, on InfoWars related, and I'll get to my main one real quick. The other day you did a segment on flipping the script. Very, very powerful. I played it to a couple of my friends that normally will not listen to anything. I think I woke a couple of them up. So,
well, no, I mean, look, I mean, it's happening now. They're flipping from Al-Qaeda is why we're taking your rights to. It's you. You're the terrorist. The army's for you, for you. I mean, it's all happening.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just watching that was, you were on fire that day, buddy. You were on fire. And so, if you're too busy to expound on that, that may be my entry in the Paul Revere contest. I'll try to do something on that. The other thing I wanted to say is just your staff, Paul, Aaron, Rob, Darren, David, Melissa, Jakari, Mike Adams. These people are just incredible. And I used to be a Dallas Cowboy, knew who was on the waiver wire. I mean, Dallas Cowboy fan, I should say. And now I don't even pay attention. I pay attention to the superstar. These guys are my superstars. The other thing I wanted to say was there was a congressman, you know, you talk a lot of times about the power of talk radio. Well, there was this congressman on talk radio the other day, and usually people call in and it's stuff nondescript like bus schedules and all this kind of stuff, right? Well, he was on the other day, and man, I'm telling you, he was sweating. I could feel it. Talk about your feet being held to the fire. The calls, just one after the other, was Agenda 21, by the way, I guess Rosa Corey's coming up this way in a couple months. He was being hit with questions on preserving the Second Amendment, drones, fluoride in the water. And here in Montana, you can call back and get on again. So there were people calling back and getting on two and three times and just hammering on this.
No, it's awesome. But remember, I think it's good the police have shot up two people's vehicles who were innocent that didn't even look like the suspect's vehicle. I think all Californians should arrange themselves at the end of the block for the police to drive by and shoot them and their families for their safety. I mean, that's reasonable, isn't it? No, no, seriously, I hope they catch this guy. It's really terrible what's happening. But he is a big Obama and Piers Morgan supporter. God bless you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to have open phones today. Let me go ahead and fire the toll-free number out for you. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, wide open phones on any issue you wish to cover. Okay, let me run through, again, a bunch of the news here, and then I'll get back into the Second Amendment and then back into the asteroid report that I haven't even gotten to yet with that video that we're going to be breaking down from NASA. And again, it's not that I think this asteroid is going to kill us. It's that it's coming right by the Earth, and it would, depending on estimates, be about like 100 large hydrogen bombs going off, depending on what type of megaton calculation you look at. That's what they're estimating. Would not be nice. Not be nice. It would probably cool the Earth's temperature down for a couple decades because it would throw so much dust into the atmosphere that we know that's what happens. And I would not want to be within a couple thousand miles of it either. I mean, if it hit something like, say, New York City, there's no New York City left, and no Maryland left, you know, Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., all the way up to Toronto, past Toronto, would be in really bad shape, depending on what type of giant asteroid it is. I said that's coming up, so I'm going to be talking about that. We've got some Bilderberg news and more. Don't forget, we've got some new hot T-shirts. And when I say hot T-shirts, they fund our operation, and that's important to fund this truly independent, pro-liberty, pro-freedom news organization. But expanding on that, we've got the women's pink, come and take it, women's style, women's fit. And they do look extremely good on the ladies because I've had a chance to see some ladies now wearing these. And they are very, very form-fitting, and they are available. It is the pink AK-47 with the right to keep and bear arms inside of the gun and then come and take it under it, the Texas style. There's a black one with white lettering as well. And we also have the come and take it for men in black. And then we have the new Obama Tyrant Joker, a new Joker design. And it's going to be limited edition. We're going to sell it just in 2013. And we've brought that back with a new design. And on the back, it has the come and take it, right to keep my arms, shall not be infringed. Best-selling shirt design on the back, and on the front it has the Obama Tyrant. And your purchase of these T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com helps spread the word about liberty when you're on the street, helps you meet like-minded people, and helps fund our operation. So InfoWars.com, Obama Tyrant shirts, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We also have in stock the ProPure water filtration stainless steel. Blows all the leading competition away with the new Pro One filters with the fluoride filter built into the same one filter, impregnated with silver, ceramic, white ceramic, just now light years ahead of the competition. It was already many leagues ahead, but now light years. It's simple. I go out and find the best filter that I choose to use. I go get them as a sponsor. Oh, man, what a novel idea. ProPure, available with the Pro One new filters, all available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's stop right there. Let me just mention what I've got here that I haven't gotten to yet, and then I'll get into the asteroid news and the NASA report. Look at this. The Benghazi thing is really starting to blow up. General on Benghazi, we never received a request for support from the State Department. And, of course, the State Department said that they had requested support, but in the hour of the attack, things were bad communication, so no one can remember what happened. You can always tell when somebody's lying because it's all vague. Turns out they were never asked. The chairman says he was never asked, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey, but he's saying, I do not blame the State Department. And now we're hearing Panetta said Obama was absent night of Benghazi raid. We've been told he was at the White House and, of course, would have gotten that special briefing. Let's get Colonel Schaefer on about this immediately, guys. Anthony Schaefer, it's time to get him back on. No word from Hillary during a Benghazi attack. They're now saying that if she was out of the loop, this is really getting ridiculous. But don't worry, there's a new poll out by Quinnipiac University saying Hillary is the most popular person in America. And then, you know, second after that is herpes, gonorrhea, and leeches and cancer. She even beat out cancer as most popular. It's now number five. I mean, I believe this poll. I believe cancer is the fifth most popular person in America. I mean, you know this poll. I mean, you know everybody loves Hillary Clinton. Everybody loves to turn their guns in. I mean, you know there's a mandate right now, a big mandate, that Republicans should not have any conservatism and turn their guns in and have totally open borders and government-financed abortion and the Boy Scouts will all be taught for their first merit badge, how to be gay. And then the second merit badge is how to report on your parents' firearms. And I'm not even joking about that. I mean, that's completely normal. That's conservative. And if conservatives want to be in the game, Karl Rove, American Crossroads, has said he agrees with the Democrats in this big hoax they're running. Well, okay, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Hillary is the most popular person in America. I mean, I believe that. I believe that. Like, I believe jumping off a cliff would be fun, you know? You guys believe that, don't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Reuters is picking it up. My goodness, they had a poll at this university. What, they did go to like a communist studies class or something? Who's your favorite person? Oh, that'd be Hillary. You know what? I bet I could go to a Ku Klux Klan rally. You know what? I bet we should do this as a really sick parody. Actually find a real Klan rally. Now, last time I went to protest when they threatened to kill me and stuff, maybe it's not a good idea. Anyways, the point is, go to it and say, we conducted a poll at the Northwoods University. Just call it that and go, and here's the dean, the Grand Dragon, and here's all his other associates. Who's your favorite person in America? And they'll say, Adolf Hitler. We'll go, well, the university poll finds Adolf Hitler is the most popular person in America. Oh, my gosh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm gonna settle down. I've got some serious news to talk about here, but, oh, boy. Anyways, I've been watching all this. As Glenn Beck says, Karl Rove is a fake conservative. Follow me in Freedom Works and Dick Armey. And then you've got Rove firing back. I'm the real conservative. You're destroying America. Karl Rove, I raised $400 million and got two people elected, and you didn't get anybody elected. And Freedom Works is like, how dare you? They don't know how to defend themselves. Freedom Works is not perfect, and I don't really trust Dick Armey, but they actually have done some pretty good things. Even though Glenn Beck's associated with it, I will tell you, it is a lot better than Karl Rove. You know, on the scale of things, it's like they say in Ghostbusters, you know, imagine paranormal activity, each one of these ghosts being one Twinkie. Well, imagine a Twinkie, you know, 80 feet long and weighing about 30 tons or whatever they say. And he goes, that's a big Twinkie. I mean, you know, I'd be using the scatological stuff. So we're talking about Karl Rove. I mean, he's really obsessed with that, and all he talks about is poop all day. You didn't know that. His nickname is Turd Blossom by George W. Bush. Karl Rove is like a 80-foot-long, 20-ton turd. And then Glenn Beck is like, you know, he's like a porta potty that's been at the Super Bowl. I mean, it's fully loaded, like a fully loaded, baked potato. Anyways, his estrogen loaded. Anyways, I'm sorry. So you got to. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be mean like that. I was just always watching Glenn Beck prancing around, trying to act manly, and just the whole thing. Because some guys who are really tough try to act gentlemanly and effeminate. It's the opposite, though, of like some British fencer that'll kill you in 5 seconds and slit your throat, turn into a demon, and climb around on top tables. Versus people that really are Nelly like that. And it's not bad. I mean, it's okay, Glenn. Anyways, the point is, well, he has fantasies about me and Charlie Sheen. Have you heard those? I'm not joking. He constantly on air fantasizes about gay sex and stuff with me and Charlie Sheen. Hey, dude, Charlie likes women. I'm going to give you a little newsflash. Believe me, I've probably stayed at his house 15 times. Talk about a conspiracy theory. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right there. I have now entered the Twilight Zone. I think it's good therapy for me to go out and shoot the 50 cal. My buddy had never shot a 50 cal, and he just said, oh, my God, I'm in love. I've got to have one of these. Well, good luck. The Barretts are about a year back ordered because the Department of Defense is buying all of them. By the way, guys, will you print me the story from yesterday? Did you know they bought another 22 million bullets? It's 22 million, wasn't it? I was just listening to Watson on the air and heard them covering it. Yeah, 22 million more. So you add it all up, it's something like 1.7 billion bullets since November 2011, like 14 months ago. Pretty darn amazing. Yeah, DHS purchases 21.6 million more rounds of ammunition. My brain rounded up, but it's proper to it, 21.6. Didn't do too good in school. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about geography. Don't know too much from the books I read, but That would be really good intro music. I had that about 15 years ago. So I want Sam Cooke. Don't know much about his story, but I do know that I love you. Man. Anyways, getting back. I'm just so happy about the asteroid. It's asteroid time. Asteroid party. All right. Oh, man, Richard took me sprinting this morning. He said, Alex, you're swimming 2 miles a day. You're jogging 3-4 miles. You're lifting weights and you're getting fatter. And he goes, you put your body into stress mode. You got to go sprint. And he took me sprinting. And I probably hadn't really sprinted full power since I did one stint of track and when I was a freshman. And it just felt so good to get my hippopotamus. I'm not really that fat when I'm sitting over. I look fat, but the point, I'm a little overweight. I lost a lot of weight and quit doing all the longevity, and I'm going back to doing it. This is not a morning zoo show. You know, I think I am starting to go a little crazy, though, I'm being honest with everybody, because I have just been, I mean, a man can only take so much of this baloney. You know what it is, why I'm laughing? It's so ridiculous. A poll put out by some Soviet-style university that Hillary's the most popular person in America, period. Who is the most popular person in America in real polls? Because you got real polls. It's the lying ones that give the rest the bad name. You got to go off word of mouth, common sense, and then go look at what the real PR firms are saying to each other and what companies are really targeting. Because, see, they'll put out anti-gun propaganda while trying to sell you all the gun movies and gun products. You see, it's the same thing. They sell what they want at you if it's propaganda-wise. When it comes to selling product for profit, everybody knows that Hillary Clinton's probably got about a 5% approval rating with the general public. Okay, let's just stop right there. You know, the Clintons would never do anything like that. Let's just do this. Let's get into the asteroid right now. Let's go ahead and play this clip on DA-14, the asteroid. And this is from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And they're telling everyone that do not worry, remain calm. Don't worry about all those spaceships you see taking off, all the space shuttles out of underground bunkers. Never mind, Godzilla just came out of the sea and is attacking Tokyo. Let me see who's calling from an unknown number. Hello. Hey, how are you doing? We still on for that? Okay, so we're not. You want to do it next week, or is that too late? All right, well, I understand. Let me do this. Let me call you back in like 3 minutes, okay? All right, thanks, bye. Geraldo Rivera had me booked for his Saturday show, and then the winter storm hit and everything. So I was going to have fun going on talking about the Super Bowl and the Illuminati. Too bad. Too bad. I was looking forward to that. Because, I mean, they were like, yeah, you're right. It was 33 minutes of dark. And, yeah, she did do the hand sign. And I'm not going to explain what it means when the Illuminati, but she does the hand sign of the all-seeing eye and then while shoving a microphone into it. So it means something else as well. I didn't even get into that. Okay. You know what? You know what's happening? I'm not doing the asteroid justice here. And I wanted to do a serious report on asteroids and then real threats facing us, which asteroids are on the... I should do a top 10 threats from my perspective. I have to go check all the statistics. What, one of the top 10 threats is? No. She's one of the top 10 reasons the world's so wonderful. There's a poll out on it. Again, she's number one. Cancer is number two, is most popular. Heart disease is number three, the most popular person in America. Car wrecks is number four. Brain hemorrhaging and strokes is number five, the most popular person in America. Being run over by a car is number six. Having your child die is number seven. I mean, this is stuff that's popular. The SWAT teaming the wrong house and killing your dog, that's number eight. I mean, because I could go conduct a poll on that. I mean, I could find a select group and do that. Now, what we're going to do is I'll just take phone calls for a couple segments because that little piece of news sent me off into a bad place mentally, a good place where I don't want to focus on all this. And then I'll get into the economy, and I'll get into the Bilderberg news, and I'll get into Clint Eastwood says if D.C. doesn't give a damn, how can we? And we're going to play that clip for you. Princess wife of the communist scumbag running France says she has a Marie Antoinette syndrome of life of luxury. This is a really important article because it plays to so many of the bureaucrats and cops and others that, you know, that think they're God, get this royal attitude, and this North Korean dictator type just swaggering. The same look you see in North Korean police, you're starting to see in big city cops' eyes. In like New York, Chicago, L.A., I've seen it. And it's you see it, you're like, man, that's a bad person. You know, the swagger, the satisfaction, the arrogance. Oh, hi, officer, can you tell me where? And I've done this in New York since it happened to me first, you know, for real. Many times when I'm there, I'll see some police standing around with their hats sideways, smoking cigarettes, cigars, bellies hanging out. And they're on duty. You're like, oh, hi, officer, can you tell me where Central Park is? Do I look like a phone book or a directory? Don't you have a smartphone? Where are you from? And if you act scared, they'll go, all right, I tell you. Oh, come over here, stupid little monkey boy, and I'll tell you where it's at. But if you actually bow up to them, they'll be like, Joey, where are you going? And your buddy talks, did I tell you to talk? This is actually on video in martial law. I'm talking to this guy. What, you missed the tough guy, huh? Hey, you from Texas? You think you're real tough being from down there in Texas, huh? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. And order a free 1 month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit rnafreesample.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for joining us today. I just want to apologize for talking bad about Hillary Clinton, the most popular person in America, according to a poll. Reuters is carrying it. Newsflash! Newsflash! The moon is made of cheese! There's no... Look at that smile. Oh, my gosh, that woman makes me sick. Get her off the screen. Don't they ever go away? I've been hating this woman for 20-something years. Get out of my life, woman. Go back to hell where you crawled out of. Goodness. And stop feeding us such bull. After I take a bunch of calls and settle down, I will get into the asteroid, and it's very serious because it ties into a bunch of other stuff. And the whole policies of the globalists and how nuts they are. They're drinking their own Kool-Aid. And they have Marie Antoinette syndrome. I've said that many times. Now the media is saying it. The economy is so incredibly important. We've got video of the Greeks fighting with each other over food, just like Argentina in 2000. And boy, let me tell you, that stuff starts up here. So they want the guns now, or to demonize the use of guns now ahead of the collapse. That's why government's digging in. Did you notice that this guy shoots three cops and they've got half of California from the middle down paralyzed? No bike cops from halfway up the state all the way down to Mexico. No bicycles, no motorcycles. They're even pulling people out of a lot of the cars in total fear when still statistically, I guarantee you, the cops die every week in California in car wrecks. I mean, I see it all the time in Texas. They die every couple of days. And I know it's not all sexy, like getting shot by a 223 round or whatever the guy's using. Look, they look like 223s, just small rifle holes in the windows of their cars. But, I mean, they are just... What do you think is going to happen when a civil war starts, guys? You know how many Nazis got killed trying to take over different countries? I mean, it was not fun. They ran out of people. And by the way, I'm not saying you're Nazis. I'm saying if you go along with the globalist program and become the authoritarians, let me explain this math to you one more time. Doing you a favor here. It's like telling your five-year-old, don't play in traffic, or telling a two-year-old, don't stick safety pins in the light sockets, honey. Could you get to the point where your three-year-old is trying to pull the plug protector off and trying to stick something in it, and you go, listen, I got a French bulldog. His name's Sparky. He had this name before he started doing this. I got another one called Captain. He likes to chew the wires. And one time we're asleep, or about to go to sleep, and there's this big white flash in the room. And Sparky had chewed through, this is just last year, through the cord, and it exploded in his mouth. And he just had a little burns. But the point was, it blew the breakers. The power went off. The air conditioner went off. Or it would have killed him. But the power instantly went off, so he got a short shock. Did you know he chewed a couple more cords before he really got shocked and finally quit doing it? That dog learned to stop doing it. So I'm going to tell you something right now as a real friend, okay? Don't chew electrical wires. I know it's a conspiracy theory that there's invisible energy flowing through there. You got to be able to see it, but I assure you it's in there. There is electricity in that. And Hillary Clinton is not popular. I mean, I know it's a conspiracy. Having your own opinion is a conspiracy. And you must receive what the mainstream media says or your conspiracy theorists. You should believe congenital liars. But I promise, I'm not going on a limb here. There are electrons and neurons going through there at high speed. It's called focused power. It's electricity. It's almost like it's particle beams. Electricity is a focused, controlled form of particle beam down conductive wiring. That's what electricity is in your house. And you don't want to chew those electrical cords. Now I want to tell the police something. Okay, the dog didn't understand me. He kept doing it until he finally figured out those little snakes or whatever he thinks they are hurt. You don't want to try to disarm the 160 million gun owners and start harassing us and messing with us and then get a war going. Because if 1% fights back, that's 1.6 million combatants who all they got to do is go out and bag one cop, disappear, and every cop in America is dead, which we don't want that to happen. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.